Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the Get Balanced podcast. I am Dr. Donnie, and today I am talking to you about finding balance. How to find balance in your life. This is episode 116.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Get Balanced podcast. This is Dr. Donnie, and today I want to talk to you about finding balance. I'm talking about finding balance in your life. And the thing that I find that it's so sometimes challenging is when I get people that say, you know what? I just love my job. I love being a firefighter. I love being a law enforcement officer. I love being an attorney, or I love my career, or whatever it is we love. You know, I love being an instructor on work-life balance. I love giving workshops. I love teaching is what it comes down to. And when I think about from the hundreds of people that I've talked to about this, is that a word comes to mind, and that word is passion. I see, feel it, others do as well, can see how passionate you are in your careers. And from the training that you embark on and that you participate or you're instructing others and saving lives and doing all you do. I mean, completely noble, extremely rewarding professions. And I find that word, that passion comes to mind so much. And when we think about that, with that passion, is that when you're passionate about something, generally it leads you into finding accomplishment, doesn't it? I mean, if you think about it, you know, we're generally pretty good at what we're passionate about, and we get this sense of accomplishment, and then that feeds more into our passion so that we keep doing more of it. And it's almost like a loop, right? You get a sense of accomplishment, you get a sense of meaning, and it's a nice way to go if you think about it, right? And when I'm challenged sometimes when someone says, hey, I would like to find balance, but you know what? Let me know if anyone finds it out there, and because I would like to learn from them. And I take that as in perhaps there's not always a good understanding of what is work-life balance and what it isn't. So I want to talk to you, as I mentioned today, about finding balance, but I think first we need to understand, you know, what is it? Now, this can differ by each individual, you know, but I think universally, and that's what I'm going to speak about, universally, that there are some foundational pieces of work-life balance. Now, having a passionate career, something that you're doing, that is a huge piece of finding work-life balance, right? It's sometimes, though, is when it goes a little too far, it sometimes can tip the scale on some of the other roles we have in life and other areas that we can find passion and enjoyment. And so one thing that work-life balance is, and I just want to shut it down as in, it's not about spending an equal amount of time at work or home or hobbies or family or whatever it may be. It's not so much about time at all, but time is an element of it. It can't be either all time or not time. You know, there's a piece of it that is about time. But what work-life balance is it's simply about, are you aligning your day-to-day priorities, I'm sorry, are you aligning your day-to-day behaviors with your priorities in life? Think about that for a second. Are you aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? In other words, what you're doing day in and day out, Does that support your priorities in life or does it not? Generally, it's probably somewhere in between, right? And that's where why a lot of times balance can ebb and flow. Sometimes we're doing well, sometimes we're a little low, we get back on track. You know, it does have a little bit of an ebb and flow, as in very effective balance. People that have a great work-life balance, it still ebbs and flows. It's not a straight line. So when we think about balance, that's a big piece, right? Are our daily behaviors in alignment with our priorities in life? Now, one thing that you may be scratching your head right now, you may be asking yourself, well, wait a minute, what are my priorities in life? Have I really thought about it? You know, and sometimes people say, you know, hey, Doc, come on. I haven't thought about priorities in life since I started my career about 10 years ago. It's like, really? I go, what's happened since those 10 years? Oh, I got married. I had a couple children, you know, things like that. It's where it's like, well, are they priorities? And it's just a matter of sometimes we don't really sit and ponder what our priorities are. And then rarely do we ever sit back and say, well, wait a minute. Are my daily behaviors supporting those priorities in life? And that's the intent of this podcast. It's to help you, you know, week in and week out is to help you look at those priorities, maybe reflect on your priorities in life and start thinking about how can I get my behaviors to be more supportive of those. Now, sometimes you can do it from listening to a podcast or reading an article or something on my website or talking with someone. Other times it can come from a helping hand from perhaps one of your loved ones. Now, a good friend of mine, and many of you know him, firefighter chief Andy Starnes. He was on a podcast. It's actually number 78 and 80, a two-part series. But he tells a story about how he loves being a firefighter. He loves being a chief. He loves instructing others. He is so helpful, a master instructor, right? And on thermal imaging. So, and amongst other things, but things were, he was just loving it. He was getting so much sense of accomplishment and everything. And then one day when he tells this story, one day when he came home, his wife gave him a wake-up call. And she said, Andy, you are a terrific provider, but you are not doing a very good job at being a husband or a father to your daughter. That comment by his loving wife basically put Andy on his knees. It was his wake-up call. And he knew he needed to change his daily behaviors to get back in alignment with his priorities in life. And he does a masterful job of telling how that works out. And now, you know, years later, I see him with pictures with his daughter, family, his wife, but also taking them on some of his places where he goes and instruct. See, we can do both. It's not necessarily here or there, or I can do this, but I can't do that. I love taking my daughters, and I will love to take my son, who's a firefighter, to some of my workshops. But I love taking my daughters. I try to get them involved as much as I can to the work that I do with my work-life balance workshops. But Andy does this too. And I see those pictures when he posts on social media. It's absolutely outstanding. I mean, it truly, truly is. There are so many. If you go to the website, DonnieHutchinson.com, and go to the podcast link, you will hear read the titles of these podcasts. You will hear so many of these law enforcement, firefighters, and others that support the first responder professions talk about that this balance of we can't just be siloed. It's all about career. Because, you know, I'm here to encourage and inspire you, but I will also always be real with you. You get to retirement, and if you don't have your family, or if you do not have your health and wellness, I don't think you're going to be very happy, right? So we need to find this balance as into how can we get this sense of accomplishment in these other areas of our life? Now, let me tell you a little secret. The studies that I performed a few years ago, as well as continue to perform, what studies are showing out there is that the greater we take care of our health and wellness, the more effective and the greater sense of accomplishment we will get from our career and with our family success. Now, that sounds a little backwards to most, because putting ourselves first, our physical health, our psychological health, our social health, our spiritual health, if we put that first as a priority and we meet these needs of ours, that we're going to be more effective in our careers and with our families. It seems a little backwards, selfish perhaps. But you know what? That's what the evidence is out there saying. It's showing it. We need to take greater care of ourselves. And I'm preaching to the choir here when I'm talking about first responders in general, right? Or any high stress job. Stress is very, very difficult on us. So we need to take better care of ourselves and all the elements that firefighters are involved in, the physical elements, the fires, the smoke, all of that, the contaminants, all of that, right? Contribute to this. We need to take better care of our health and wellness, but I'm going to save that for future podcasts when I break those down in individual quadrants, if you will. But I do want to just make note that, you know, that self-care is so important. But I want to take you back to, if you look at some of the podcasts on the channel, is that it all, podcast number three, it's titled so well by Heath Good. Many of you know Heath. If you're in the firefighting, he's an outstanding instructor, peer support instructor, does a fantastic job. He titled his Faith, Family, and Firefighting. That's his motto. Faith, family, and firefighting. He is a great role model for balancing life. He found balance. Law enforcement officer Eric McCants, many of you know him on LinkedIn social media. He has a huge following. He's a detective and sergeant, Eric McCants, down in Georgia. But he's a big stressor of you got to take care of yourself, that take care of your physical health, which spills over into your mental health. But he has five children and a wife. He talks about how he talks to his wife constantly, you know, talks to her, shares with her what he feels is appropriate, right? But just that communication and that bonding, it's all about that family. Another law enforcement officer up there at NYPD, Detective Joseph Imperatrice, episode 76. His wonderful son, Joe, is a master at being a father and an NYPD officer, and a huge supporter of all law enforcement officers with his nonprofit organization, constantly working to give back to law enforcement. Another one, a great example, is Chief Frank Lieb out of FDNY. If you're not listen to this episode, please do so. It's episode 16. He has a great best practice on there when we are pushing so hard in our careers and going for the promotions and studying for promotions. Frank tells a story about how he wanted to do both. He wanted to spend time with his children, be at their practices or their games, his son and daughter, at their various sporting events, but he had all this studying to do for his promotional exams throughout his career. And what he ended up doing, he would read a chapter of something that he needed to really learn and memorize, or read chapters into a recording device, and that he would walk the fields, the practice fields, when his kids are out there practicing, watching what they're doing, yet listening to the chapters through his headset, right, and earbuds, and listening to it so that he could gain the knowledge. Basically, he was accomplishing two things at the same time. Now, he goes on to tell this wonderful piece about how his kids really appreciated him being there as well as studying for the promotional exams. And I forget which child it was, but one of them spoke up and said, "Hey dad, you want me to record a chapter for you and you can listen to it. You know, I can help you get ahead." And so that's what his kids started doing, is that they started reading the chapters in his book and recording it. And then he would listen to that chapter when he's out there at their game or practice. I mean, I think that is just a phenomenal best practice. I mean, a story that I never forget. And then most recently on podcast number 112, we have Doctor in Chief Reginald Freeman out of Oakland Fire Department. And he starts off telling this story about how he was surprising his daughter. She was going for a skills test in her skating. She's a skater and coming up on this. And so she was doing a skills test and he surprised her and showed up there, and she was really nervous. And then when he saw how nervous she was, he made his presence known, and she came over to him, and he was able to have that father-daughter talk and that bond and show her love and show her the kindness and what a father can do for their child, and calmed her down. And she went out there and she scored a fantastic score and did just a wonderful job on her test. So when we think about finding balance, I really highly encourage you, is that, you know, a lot of times we can learn from people we see that sort of crash and burn a little bit on this in certain roles in their life. Now, I'm not criticizing that. It could be divorce. It could be children that you're not very close to. I mean, I know about all of this type of stuff. But I think a lot of times, though, we can also learn from people that are doing it well, people that have done it right. And I'm a big believer of looking at, hey, who's doing things right and what can we learn from them? Let's dissect what we're doing right and what others are doing right. What can we learn from them? And let's go forward and try to do that. So I will share one thing that I know that I ask this question in every one of my workshops to thousands of firefighters, most recently at the FDIC conference, which was such an honor to be an instructor out there. But here's a question that I asked. And if you've been in my workshop, you know the question that I'm going to ask. And that is, how many of you date your spouse? Because, you know, a lot of times when we think of, if we're out of balance, generally, a lot of times it can be the spouse that, you know, sort of takes the back seat, sitting on the back burner. And again, I'm going to talk about health and wellness on other episodes. But for right now, how many of you date your spouse? Now, if I had a group of 100 people, if I had 10% of people that date their spouse on some type of regular basis, that is generally the average, about 10 to 15%. Now, I will ask you this question. How many of you got married without dating your spouse, right? It really doesn't happen. But there's this large marriage study out in the U.S. It's been going on for years, longitudinal study. That was easy for me to say, wasn't it? And what it says is that couples that have some type of routine in dating, okay, married couples, there's three things that come out of that practice of dating. They have better communication, they're happier, and they're more intimate with each other. Now I'm asking you as a married couple, who doesn't want that, right? Not only are you making yourself happy, but you're making your loved one happy. And I'll challenge you on this too, is that I think we can take that knowledge from that study and say, you know what? What happens when we spend time with our children? What about that one-on-one? What about taking your child out for, you know, whether it's for coffee, if they're teenagers or something like that? That's my big date with my kids, is that I go out and have coffee with them. When they were little, I used to take them out for dessert. So I have that coffee time with them. Or sometimes we'll go out to dinner together, you know, things like that. But it's that one-on-one time to where you can get that great communication going and that building those bonds. And you never know what the conversations lead to. It gives them an opportunity to get close to you and to be more open. And I know you want that with them. And I'm going to circle you to the beginning of this show, is that you have a passion for your work? Can you recreate that passion? I know you had it at one time when you got married. Maybe you'd have it now, but can you rekindle it, right? Because you to have that passion for work, can you have that passion for being a father or mother? And I don't mean just being there, being the provider, as Chief Andy Starnes talked about. I'm talking about adjusting some of your daily activities to be in alignment with these rediscovered priorities in life with family. So I'm going to give you a call to action. I'm going to ask you to do something here. And what I'm going to ask you to do is, can you go ahead and ask your spouse or significant other out on a date? Go ahead. When you finish this podcast, go ask them out on a date. And if you do so and you have that date, if you would like to share that with me, please send me an email, donnie@donniehutchinson.com. All right, folks, that's it for this episode. May God bless you. May God bless, keep all of you healthy, happy, and safe, as well as your families. And may God help you rediscover these priorities in life and also adjust your schedule and to give you the passion to succeed and the belief that you can succeed in all areas of your life. May God be with you. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.